Today is Wednesday, the 12th of January, 2012. I'm talking to John Hurlston, who has lived in the Wimpole-stroke Orwell village since about 1948, so he's been around for quite a long time. Now, John, I believe when you first came to Wimpole, in fact, you was in 1949, and you were about 16 years old, and you started work at Hoback Farm. I understand from previous conversation that you were very interested in agriculture and working on the land, so it's something you had from early school days. So when you arrived at Hoback Farm, what sort of things did you do?
Well, I lived in with the owners, were Mr. Burgess and his family, and I did general farming, the agricultural side of it, looked after the livestock, pigs, cattle, chickens, and that was the sort of thing that took up my day.
At what sort of time would you start work in the morning, and what sort of time would you finish?
Well, we started at that time, we started at 7 and had an hour at lunchtime off, and then finished at 5. But we also worked Saturday mornings until 1 o'clock, and with the livestock, of course, there was work to do over the weekend.
Did you find it hard work, and did you enjoy it as much as you hoped?
I enjoyed it, and it may have been hard work, but when you're 16, you don't mind a bit of hard work.
Can you remember what sort of wages you'd have? Obviously, you lived in with the farmer, but roughly what you might have earned?
I had about £3 a week, and I had every third weekend off to go home to my people in Harrow, and after milking the cows or feeding the chickens or whatever, the rest of the weekend was mine.
What was it like living in those days?
Well, it was a bit primitive in a way, because there wasn't any electricity in the farmhouse. It was all oil lamps and going to bed with a candle. But the strange thing was that they had a generator in the cow shed, so I used to go when I went to milk in the morning. I used to go and switch the generator on and have electric light in the cow shed.
And how long did you work at Hoback Farm?
Well, I suppose 18 months, perhaps a couple of years. And then I decided that there was more money to be made, and also if I specialised, and also I was more interested in livestock than I was in the land.
Right, so where did you go from there?
I went to work for at a dairy farm at Harston for a family called Hayes, who not only milked a large herd of cows, but also had 4 or 5 milk rounds. And they did actually deliver in Orwell.
And did you help deliver at all?
I was entirely working with the cows and milking and feeding and so on with the herd of cows.
And you enjoyed that, obviously.
Oh yes, I did.
So how long did you stay there, John?
Well, was called up to go into the army at 18.
That I take was national service.
Yes, national service. And prior to the November 51. Farm workers were exempt from national service, and then they changed the rules, and so I had to I was in the first batch of farm workers to be called up, which was, I don't know, some sort of a privilege, I suppose.
Certainly unusual.
Yeah.
I gather then, after you had done your national service, you did various other jobs.
Yeah.
And then I think you worked at Maypole Farm with a Mr. Hawkins at the top of Orwell Hill. And was this prior to you working at the White Arch Fruit Farm?
Oh, yes, yes. And before that, I also worked for the Veterinary Investigation Centre in Cambridge, where I was in charge of lots of guinea pigs, mostly, because at that time TB was very prevalent in milk. So they kept the guinea pigs to inoculate them with the milk to determine whether the milk had got TB or not. So I was there for some time.
And did you enjoy doing that? Well, it was very different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very different. But no, I didn't really. And the other thing was, to make any progress, I had to go to evening classes and take exams. And not being that way inclined, I had to give that up. There is another thing about that. When I worked in Cambridge, although we'd got a car by that time, petrol was 3 shillings a gallon. And so I used to cycle to work, and unless it was a very rough day, and then I just got the car out.
Can you remember roughly what you would have been paid working?
Yes, for £30 a month.
So three shillings for petrol would relatively have been quite a bit.
Yes, it's quite. And also, of course, having bought our houses, we needed all the money we could get to scrape together to do what repairs and alterations we wanted to do.
So when you then, while you were working at Maypole Farm, at the top of Orwell Hill, what exactly did you do then?
Well, I did general farm work, ploughing and drilling and harvest work, but basically they had a large herd of breeding sows, which took up most of my time there. Which I like working with animals anyway. Sometimes it's better than working with human beings.
And with regards to the pigs, I mean, what sort of thing were you involved with?
Well, feeding, getting them ready to go to the abattoir, which was at that time was at Bassingbourne. Castrating was something which not many people would want to do. That sort of thing. General animal husbandry.
Was there anybody else helping you, or were you the main stockman?
I was the only one working there. Mr. Hawkins, when he was available, he did, when times like harvest time and things like that, he would be working with me. But most of the time I worked on my own.
So you probably enjoyed that anyway.
I did. I'm a bit of a loner, so that suited me very well.
And how long were you at Maypole Farm?
About 9 years.
Oh, quite a long time, yeah.
Yeah. And during that time, I was also secretary and treasurer of the Churchyard Committee.
And what did that involve?
That involved meetings. I can't remember how often, but taking the minutes and so on. And the committee was composed, as perhaps it is now, I don't know, representatives from all the village organisations. Yeah. And at that time, one of the things that stuck in my mind was that the rector at that time wanted to plant some trees in the churchyard. And there was a lot of opposition to this. And they held a meeting in what was the old school where Ian Rumbold lives now, and there was a public meeting of protest. But the rector finished the meeting by saying, "Well, you can say what you like, but it's my freehold and I can do what I like."
Why was there opposition? I'm surprised.
People were afraid that the roots of the trees were going to disturb the graves. And I think there are still one or two. Some of the trees died out, but they were along the front of the churchyard, just above the big wall, and I think there are one or two still there, but some of them died out.
So after the 9 years there, there was a change.
Yeah, because Mr. Hawkins sold a lot of the land, and I couldn't see that there was going to be a living for him and me. And just at that time, Trevor and Alan Miller, who owned White Arch Froom Farm, asked me if I would like to go and work for them, which I did.